I think these figures are scandalous. We all know of the trolley crisis we're now being accustomed in Donegal with hearing figures of, you know, anything between 20 and 40 patients lying on trolleys every day in Letterkenny University Hospital. But these figures tell us for the first time the age profile of those patients, particularly those over the age of 75, and only those over the age of 75 that have been waiting in excess of 24 hours in emergency departments. And I think anybody who thinks of, you know, whether it's their mother or their father, whether there's their granny or their grandja, to be sitting up in a chair waiting for over 24 hours, and some of this could be running into well over that, you know, to wait to see a doctor or a nurse in the emergency department is absolutely scandalous. It's in breach of the HSE's own guidelines, guidelines which are very low in the first place, that nobody should be waiting more than 24 hours. And we need urgent action from the government. We need urgent action from the Minister for Health. And we need our own minister in Donegal to stand up and take action and demand that the necessary investment is invested into Letterkenny University Hospital to make sure that nobody will be waiting this length of time in our hospital in 2018.
Now, while it's no fault of the staff at Letterkenny University Hospital, it is, however, concerning that a lot of patients in various ages are left waiting for lengthy periods, waiting for a bed, waiting to be admitted to the hospital. But this is particularly concerning in your view that these patients are over the age of 75.
Yeah, well, look, the unfortunate reality is that we have, you know, between 200 and 300 people who die as a result of this every year in our hospitals, and that's not statistics that come from Sinn Féin, these come from health professionals. And this is an issue of life and death. The issue of the trolley crisis in our hospitals, in Letterkenny University Hospital, isn't just about the discomfort that it causes to patients, isn't just about the chaos that we have in the hospitals, that we ask our nurses and doctors to work in that environment every day. This is a matter of life and death. This is a matter of health outcomes for patients. And unfortunately, there are people in this county who are no longer with us as a result of the crisis that we have in the hospital, who should be still alive today if we had a hospital that was working in an efficient manner, which wasn't working in a scenario that is akin to a war zone in certain days, with trolleys and beds and patients being forced in some cases to sit in hard chairs for hours upon hours, many of them reaching, as I've indicated, into excess of one day waiting to be seen, waiting to be treated. And many of these people are lying there, in pain, and distressed, confused, and very, very agitated. And it's not acceptable. And this isn't an act of God. This isn't an act of nature. This isn't a result of a snowstorm, a flooding. This is a direct result of government policies. And therefore, it can also be reversed if the proper government policies are introduced, the proper investment, the proper recruitment and retention campaign is outlined, the proper resources given to our hospital. And there's a number of initiatives that have been outlined by Sinn Féin, including Senator Padraig McLaughlin, that could see a very quick alleviation of this issue by opening, for example, the short stay ward, by commissioning the maternity unit and opening an additional space, by recruiting the individuals that we need, both in nursing and doctor and consultant staff within the hospital. These are actions that need to be taken, and what we need from government is less spin and a lot more substance to make sure that none of our grannies or grandjas, none of our parents will ever have to wait anything akin to the 24 hours that those 18 patients had to wait in 2017.